Yeah, I'm going to pick on my lineman on that one, Clark. The center for the Lakers actually snapped the ball too high, and the quarterback has to go up and grab it and pull it down and then give it to his running back. That half a second slowdown actually ruins the play. The snap is very, very important. It needs to be low and it needs to be fast, and that's what hurt Lakers on that play.
Two wide to the left, same formation behind center. Katie hands this one off to Terrence Dubes across the 30-yard line out to the 31-yard line. 2 yards in a cloud of dust there with 5.5 to play before half. Brings up now 3rd and 5 to go for the Lakers. First down marker is at the 36-yard line in their own territory. They're at the 30.
Interesting play calling for Lakers. Pretty conservative this early in the game. They don't have a big lead, but they're just running dive plays up the middle, kind of for short gains. I'm curious to see if they air the ball out here, if they continue to keep the ball on the ground. It's kind of a 3rd and long.
5 minutes before halftime. And they send number 11 wide to the right. That's Brennan Wisner. Katie in the pistol. Rolls to his right. He has to get this one off. Nearly picked off by number 10 of Vassar. Lamont Morrison was passed, was intended for Seth Bowles. A little underthrown. And Katie lucky to go away there without an interception. Now brings up 4th and 5 for the green and white.
Yeah, good stop for Vassar. Once again, I'm really interested in the play calling of Lakers. Even if that pass would have been completed, it still would not have been a first down. It was only a 5-yard pass. Not very aggressive, almost kind of timid. You almost wonder if Vassar's wearing on him a little bit here early in the game. 3-0 for Vassar, so we'll see what they can do here on offense.
You mean for the Lakers, as Terrence Dubes awaiting the punt here. He stands his own 20-yard line. This one's high, but doesn't go very far. It's going to come down right at midfield.
Ooh, that's a bad
take
punt.
A Vassar bounce at the Laker 48-yard line and is down there by number 83, Ian Snyder.
Yeah, that's a bad punt there. Vassar starting inside the 50-yard line after that bad punt, real high and actually bounced backwards. Great opportunity for Vassar. They've had a couple turnovers, but they have an opportunity if they score here to go into halftime only down 3. Let's see if they can take advantage of it.
4:37 left in the first half. Vassar with the ball at the Laker 48-yard line. One receiver wide to the left. Praz in the shotgun. Trips to the right, just outside the right end. Shuffle pass is a pitch out to number 23. Tries to reverse fields, loses his footing, and finally brought down at the 44-yard line of Lakers. That's number 23, Robert Atwood. The tackle made by number 21, Terrence Dubes. He has 3 tackles on the night, leading tackles with Brandon Wischlager, both with 3 apiece.
Yeah, heavy dew already. Atwood actually sliding around quite a bit on that first drive night as it is, but it looks like the dew is out already. So we'll see how that affects this football game.
2nd and 7, trips to the left, and Pratt keeps it for himself, and he gets across maybe about for an extra yard. Number 1, Seth Bowles, the defensive back for drawing pressure, stopped him for a gain of 2 yards, maybe 3, according to the spot at the 42-yard line. Brings up 3rd and 5 to go. First down markers at the 38 of Lakers. And they send a receiver wide to the left. That is number 10, Lamont Morrison, 2 wide to the right. Pratt in shotgun has number 23, Atwood, to his left.
Lakers in a base 4-3, showing blitz.
And it's going to be a handoff.
And he does.
And Lakers bringing the blitz and brings him back at the original line of scrimmage. Number 20 and number 83 for Lakers. Ian Snyder and Mauricio Diaz-Reyes finishes him off for a loss of 5 yards in the play. And it's going to bring back a 4th down and 10 to go. A nice heads-up rushing play with the blitz for Lakers. And now Vassar with a quick 3-and-out.
Yeah, they showed it and they brought it. There was no chance on that play. 3 guys in right off the bat, right after the handoff. Good defensive call by Lakers defensive coordinator.
So no gain of yardage on that drive for Vassar when all said and done. And a little bit of a low kick from Pratt, but it takes a Vassar bounce inside the 10-yard line all the way down to the 5 and stops it at about the 4-yard line. Down by number 28, Logan Amend, the wide receiver, defensive back, junior.
I'd like to note number 50, Brandon Lyon, actually almost got in for a blocked punt on that one. Very close. Good effort by the kid on special teams.
That drive, that three and out, took only a minute 57 off the clock. No yards on that drive. It only consisted of four plays, results in a punt. Back-to-back punts, one for each team here. Now Lakers pinned back at their own four-yard line due to an excellent punt from Pratt. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half, Lakers lead 16-6 over Vassar in Vassar. First and 10, right to left across your radio. Power pistol to the right. Katie's going to keep it for himself. Big gap in the right side. As drag his defender still on his feet for the first down. He has 15 yards, still 20, and finally brought down at the 28-yard line from the 5. A 23-yard gain. Finally, number 18, Michael Pratt got a free ride there.
And that was the safety that brought him down, Clark. He had one more guy to go, and he would have took that thing for 6. What a run by the senior.
Excuse me, number 21, DeAndre Callahan with that tackle. And now we have a timeout called by Lakers with 2:26 left here in the first half. Lakers with the ball facing a first and 10 from their own 30-yard line on the WLAW Sports Network. Lakers 16, Vassar 6.
Bill Jackson here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. If you're looking for a pickup truck, now's the time to shop at Moore Motors in Caro. We have the premier model year of the Ram 1500 pickup truck, the 2014 Eco Diesel Crew Cab Truck. See us now with over $4,500 in rebates. If you're looking for a Ford F-150, look no further than Moore Motor Sales. You can save over $10,000 on a super cab with a V8. At Moore Motor Sales, M81, just west of Carroll.
First and 10 for the Lakers with the ball. 2:26 before halftime, leading by 10, 16-6. Right to left across your radio are the green and white machine.
I believe Lakers has two timeouts left. Is that correct?
That would be correct. First timeout there called by Lakers of the half.
So Lakers with a lot of time and two timeouts. We'll see if they can put something together here. They got a lot of field to go, but they got some time and some timeouts to work with.
Katie gets the snap, looking to pass, rolls to his passes to his right. Seth Bowles brings it in at the 50 to the 40, down to the 35, and brought down to the 33. A shoestring tackle brought down by number 23, Vassar. Robert Atwood brings in a huge reception for the Laker offense.
And that's Seth Bowles. He is actually a sophomore. Beautiful ball, beautiful catch. I like the play call on first down. Catches him off guard and picked up a ton of yards on that play for Lakers.
Yard reception on the catch and run from Seth Bowles from the pass from Dustin Cady. First and 10 for the Lakers at the 33-yard line. Handoff to Diaz Reyes, and Vassar swallows him up at the original line of scrimmage.
Conservative play call after the last one. They got a little bit of time to work with here, and they're in good field position, so I like the play call. He's actually down on the field with an injury.
Colton Fabro with the tackle there. The linebacker came out on that one as Diaz Reyes down, a little shaken up, as medical staff from Lakers and Sure Healthcare Network out there taking care of him with a minute 53 left before halftime.
Moving his feet around, appears to just have the wind knocked out of him. He appears to be moving around and somewhat okay, so hopefully everything's okay.
Lakers started this drive at their own 4-yard line with 2 minutes and 40 seconds. 47 seconds later, they are at the Vassar 33-yard line facing a second and 10. Diaz Reyes still down on the field, being attended to.
Lakers battled injuries last week. He is getting up now. Looks like he's leaning forward.
Like Mike so was saying, Lakers got beat up quite heavily last week against Cass City. Austin McCabe, Seth Bowles, Dustin Cady, Terrence Dubes, Brady Post all going down with injuries. Now Diaz Reyes down on the field.
Injuries are huge. It allows teams to hang around, allowed Cass City to hang around in that game. Lakers fortunate to come out with a win. So it can...